Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy day to you. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, I hope you are enjoying a lovely day. It feels very clear right now. Just right before I started the show, I felt like the energy felt so clear, and I hope that you've been feeling that lately, too, because we have great support right now for clarity. And we're going to talk about that in today's show. So thank you for joining me and welcome to our weekly gathering where we talk about the astrology and energies that are going on right now. And here we are on January 10th, 2018. I keep saying 2017 in some of my conversations. So clearly I need to switch over to this year. We have a lot of planets in Capricorn right now. So if you haven't already done so, you want to get your natal astrology chart and look at where Capricorn energy is for you. So I'm going to give you a minute to do that while I talk about some announcements. If you don't have your astrology chart, you can get a free one over at astro.com. You type in your birth date, time, and location, and it will show you your astrology chart. So it'd be good to grab that because we're going to focus in on some things here in today's show. Really quickly, my announcements for you are that I have new teaching videos on YouTube, teaching astrology. I show you a chart, and I go through how we look at it through an astrologer's lens. First we look at the sun, then we look at the moon, then the ascendant. Those are the three energies we typically look at first. And then you can see more energies and more things about in a chart. So that is these are new videos I've just uploaded onto YouTube. There's a link here in the show description to that page. I do the teaching astrology videos for the upcoming eclipses. Plus, I just did one for Prince's natal chart, which I think is a fascinating chart, and it's a good look at all the different energies that he had in his chart. So please check that out. I think the visual is really helpful, and you can just watch how I go through the different energies. And even if these glyphs are all new to you, this is going to be a good way to start learning it because you're seeing exactly what we're talking about. So check that out. Secondly, the Astrology 101 introductory class begins January 20th. There are still spaces. I try to keep it open so that everyone can participate. I don't want to turn people away. And in fact, I've even done a new payment plan. So if you can pay half of the registration cost now and the other remaining balance is due in the middle of the class, which is on February 7th. So if that helps you with some of the, maybe some financial constraints right now, I wanted to make it accessible for more people. So you can find out more about that and the payment plan on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. And then under the astrology tab, there is astrology classes as the very bottom option, and you can find out all the information there. And then the third and final announcement is that I do have a new book on pre-order right now, and it's called The Truth Always Rises. And this is a book that's meant to give you reassuring messages for the darker times of life and these periods where we're perhaps dealing with heartache, struggle, rejection, judgment. You know, just these things in life that come up. And I want to help return you to what is true for you. So this book comes out January 31st, the end of this month, and I'm really excited about how this can help people connect with their purpose and connect with what they're really here to experience in this life. So just a quick heads up about that. It's my 12th book, and I have more, actually have four more books in the works at various stages. So there you go. I have a very full third house which is the house of writing and teaching and communicating. So that's how all this energy transpires for me, is that I really, my third house of writing stays very busy. So let's talk about astrology here, because we're building up to the first new moon of 2018 on January 16th. It is at 27 degrees of Capricorn. And it is an important energy because it's, again, the first one of the year, but there's a lot of energy in Capricorn right now. And this is meant to take us forward into the goals and purpose of your life right now. So looking at where 27 degrees of Capricorn is in your natal chart gives you an understanding of where you are starting fresh and clean and clear for 2018. And it's also a big lunation, because the following full moon is an eclipse. So we're starting with a new moon that's followed by an eclipse. So this is the beginning of eclipse season, this new moon. And so it begins a new energy, a new cycle of energy that will culminate at that full moon lunar eclipse on January 31st. So what we're doing now is getting clear. And as I was saying at the top of the show, we're meant to be clear and clean. And it's why after the holiday season, you know, we put everything into storage and we reorganize, and perhaps you look at what in your house needs to be in better order, or what on your desk needs to be cleared out. And it's all this starting fresh energy, right? That is so important right now, of how we can do that, how we can rearrange life to serve us so that we really feel supported in this next cycle. I feel that 2018 has some big energies for us that are going to require us to be really clear about our intentions and our choices. So we're preparing for this new moon that's on Tuesday, January 16th. And in doing so, we have to eliminate. We have to get rid of. We have to clear out and clean out, because Capricorn energy is decisive. Sagittarius energy, which we had quite a bit of, was about the possibilities and the potential, and it's a multitasker. And so we had a lot in our heads and a lot going on, and perhaps it was big and overwhelming. And now the Capricorn energy says you need to make a choice. And it needs to be a responsible choice. It needs to be the choice that serves you for the long term. And by the way, it doesn't matter how you feel. Okay? So Capricorn energy is not about our feelings. It's about our responsibilities to life, our responsibilities on a daily basis in our world, the roles we play, the commitments we make, where we have to uphold certain standards. And so one way to learn about a sign is to look at its opposite. So the opposite of Capricorn is Cancer, which is a very feeling sign. It's very private. It's subjective. It's really in the realms of, you know, where do I feel safe in the world and how can I find my private time. It's a lovely introverted energy. It's where we go to feel safe. That's Cancer. Well, the opposite, Capricorn, doesn't care about the feelings. It's detached. It's objective. It says, well, it doesn't really matter how you feel, because you have a commitment to follow through. You have a commitment to show up. I remember when I was younger, I was a dancer, and I took ballet, I took tap, I took jazz, I did a lot of choreography, I performed in talent shows. I just loved it. But there's some classes I didn't like as much. I didn't always want to go to ballet. But if you've done dance, you know that's a foundation for all dance training. And I just really wasn't into it. And I didn't really want to go to ballet. But my dad, a Capricorn, said, well, I paid for it. They're expecting you and you need to go. So there isn't a choice to be made because you've already made the commitment. So, yeah, I had to go to ballet two nights a week. I never liked it. I never felt great at it. I really wanted to be doing hip-hop and jazz and something more funky. And so that was a very, you know, I thought that would be a good example of the Capricorn energy for us right now. It's like it doesn't really matter how you feel. You just have to do it. And if you need to talk to a Capricorn in your life about it to get their perspective, that could be great. If you have Capricorn planets, if you have Capricorn energy, you know what I'm talking about. In fact, I can feel how some Capricorns listening to the show are like, thank you, Molly. Some people get so caught up in their feelings. And, you know, Capricorn is saying, you know, we have a bigger commitment to the world at times or to a business or to something that is holding us responsible. So in your chart that hopefully you were able to grab, you look at where Capricorn is in your chart, and you specifically look at where 27 degrees is, because that begins a new cycle here of this new moon and of the eclipse season. But you also want to look at where between 2 degrees and 19 degrees of Capricorn are for you, because that is where Saturn is currently at 2 degrees and Pluto is at 19 degrees, and he'll be in 20 degrees soon. This part of Capricorn, almost the whole, all the energy of Capricorn is really active right now. And we really have to be in this space with it to make the most of this energy, to understand it's about supporting us and showing up. It's about understanding that there's things we have to do out of responsibility, and maybe there are not immediate rewards. I would say that in our current culture, in our current world, we're used to immediate gratification. Would you say that's true? You know, you can go online and get any information. You don't have to walk down to the library and pick out a book and look up information anymore. You don't have to wait for something to be shipped to you. It gets to you within, you know, 2 days, if not instantly. We have all of this expectation of things happening right away. Capricorn says, not everything happens right away, but it can be worth the work and worth the wait. So this is where we are committing to the work and the weight of something, and we're doing it at a pace that's meant to be healthy, that's meant to be in it for the long road or the long run. And with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn right now, you know, these are heavy hitters. These are the energies that don't fool around. You know, they don't take prisoners. They're not here to entertain us or make us laugh. They're here to make us real and to make us work. I feel like we're being tested on our maturity levels right now. And we can see even where we, you know, personally aren't being mature enough. I would say that Capricorn, and certainly Saturn in Capricorn, is the most mature energy there is in terms of life and life responsibilities and our bills and our jobs and our day-to-day and our careers and our family. You know, it's all about maturity. It's all about responsibility. And you don't have to like it, Molly, but you have to go to ballet because you already paid for the classes and I've already arranged to drive you. So it's that kind of an energy where we look at where we're committed to something and understanding that you have the choice to determine what do you want to be committed to for the next 3 years, because that's how long Saturn will be in Capricorn. Now, Pluto's going to be in Capricorn until 2023, so that's 5 years. So, you know, we're going to have this energy for a bit. But just looking at it as this is really what it's about right now. No more playing around, if you will. But understand that it's meant to help you keep moving forward. It's not meant to hold you back. So Saturn is at 2 degrees of Cappy, and he is enjoying it because Saturn is in his home sign of Capricorn, where he gets to work and he gets busy. And in your chart, that is where this energy is coming up the strongest. Wherever, whatever house has this Capricorn energy is where you're really needing to get clear and get focused and make choices and eliminate, get rid of what is a distraction or a bother. Get rid of the excess, which is what the Sagittarius brings up, is the excess. So we have all this energy in Capricorn. We have four planets, the Sun, Venus, Saturn, and Pluto. And starting tomorrow, Thursday, January 11th, we will have Mercury moving into Capi. So that'll be five planets in Capricorn. So Mercury was in retrograde back in December, and he's ending his time in Sagittarius. So we're getting new understandings, new breakthroughs around all these ideas and projects and things that have been going on. And Mercury going into Capricorn, again, streamlines it and says to your brain, focus, focus, focus on this. Stay committed to this. Stay disciplined to this. And so we tend to feel like our brains slow down when Mercury is in Capricorn. But I have to tell you something that is awesome about Mercury in Capricorn is that they tend to be really great with timing and wonderful comedians. Mercury is something about Capricorn, because they're known for their timing. They can be wonderful comedians. And I wish I could give you a list of these examples of people. I've seen it around before, but it's something, I mean, you could even feel funny because the timing of your words, the delivery of your words, that's one of the gifts of Mercury in Capricorn. So we have five planets in Capricorn that are saying, go slow, take your time, look at what you need to do, look at what you have to do, and that's where your energy needs to be. Now, supporting this, we have Jupiter and Mars in Scorpio. They've been working together, amplifying our desires, amplifying our perhaps our feelings around what needs to get done. With Mars in Scorpio, we're motivated out of desire, out of passion. Perhaps even it can come out of revenge, out of rage, out of resentment. It can be the higher emotions or the lower emotions of Scorpio. But that Mars energy moves things forward. And it's meant to have you trust what your feelings are, trust where that energy needs to go. It's usually motivated also by money and finances and where those can be of benefit to you. You could be starting this year looking at where you need to make more money. And the Mars and Jupiter in Scorpio are hopefully giving you some insight into that. And they're working nicely with the Capricorn energy to get you clear and solid so you don't feel scattered and that you can put together a plan. Now, both the Scorpio energy and the Capricorn energy working together are awesome strategists. They are great at formulating what can happen and how to make it happen. So it's a really good time right now to look at what in your life needs to be transformed and simplified. It's, you know, we can have so much in our heads and so much on our plates. And this goes back to the message of clarity and clearing things out and clearing them off. You could have really struggled with some stuff and just said, it's too much. I can't do this anymore. I am at my full bandwidth. I am tapped out. And then you can see the next practical steps forward of what is not really important, what isn't really necessary, and what is. And I would even suggest to follow the money. Follow where you can make money, or follow where there's something here that takes you forward. Scorpio and Capricorn are about that transformative energy of the next destination, the next mountain to climb. And I think that what we're seeing here is how we have overextended or done too much or expected too much of ourselves. So right now, get clear about where you feel exhausted from perhaps having to keep pace or keep up, and where you can make some really solid choices for yourself that feel right. You know, it's almost like when you let something go, you can immediately feel a new sense of relief. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you commit to going to, say, a party, and then a part of you realizes it's a lot of work, you don't know what to wear, you're afraid, you don't want to, you know, let someone down, but you realize you didn't really want to go anyways, and you were just committing out of an obligation, out of a should, and yet you realize, well, if I didn't go to that party, I feel relief. Follow where you feel a relief about letting something go. Now, perhaps that wasn't the best example to use, because I know we don't want to let down our friends, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you could have said yes to something, and you're just tapped out, and it's too much. This is a big month because we have two full moons. We started January with a full moon. We end January with a full moon. And I just noticed also coming up in March, it's the same thing. March, we start the month with a full moon and we end the month with a full moon. I thought that was quite interesting. So that means these months are big with really getting in touch with our needs and not overdoing it. Again, you're using your Capricorn maturity energy here and you're saying, I can't do that. You give yourself permission to say no. And it could feel heartless. sometimes Capricorn feels heartless. I mean, think about how here in the Northern Hemisphere, Capricorn happens during winter, okay? Old man winter, cold winter. That could be used to describe Capricorn energy at times, because it's not about the feelings of other people. It's about what needs to get done. And so you could feel like, am I being heartless? Am I not being kind? Am I not being as generous as I want to be? Well, what the cosmos is telling us is that you need to come back to yourself right now, just as everyone else needs to go back to their selves right now. And you can't be the caretaker of the world. And how are you using your energy right now to understand that you have authority over your life, just as everyone else has authority over theirs? It's really important to know that, because, you know, it's rare to have five planets in Capricorn. And at the new moon, we're going to have six planets in Capricorn, which tells us that the energy signature is of independence, self-reliance, maybe solitude, the go it alone. Now, it's not always going to be this way, so if for some reason that freaks you out or that scares you, just know that's not always going to be that way, because all, you know, the planets are going to move into Aquarius. And that's where you go out and say, hey, everyone, look what I've been working on. And you share it with your group and you share it with your peeps. But the Capricorn energy means that you have to be working on something in order to share it, right? You need to have something solid for you in order to give it with the best of intentions. And it could simply be that you're getting solid in your sense of self-responsibility, what you can commit to and what you can't commit to, and that in turn makes you a better person, you know, makes you clearer in your own energy field. So I've been feeling like this energy right now is, again, meant to clear out our auras. Oh, have you ever felt like there's stuff just stuck in your energy and you're thinking, I just want this gone? And you can meditate about it. You can clean and clear your chakras. You can do different energy techniques. But the astrology is supporting that too. And it's saying, you know, I'm getting the image of how, you know, glistening snow that is so white and pure and it just dazzles in the sunlight. It's just so clean, right? And it's that kind of a feeling that we need in our auras right now, the cleansing of snow, the sense that it can all be purified. And so that's one way to make the use of this strong energy signature right now. And it's, of course, a reality in many parts of the world as there's a really rough winter underway. But understand that there's gifts of that. So looking at how to be clear in your energy field is really important right now. And Capricorn has the strength to do that. It has the strength to do that. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with you is a story about a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago. I went on a cruise with my husband, and we went on an Alaskan cruise up to Glacier National Park. It was beautiful. I didn't think I'd enjoy a cruise, but I did. I really did. And we had a great time. One of the things they do on a cruise ship is they do different sessions with the captain and the staff, and you can ask questions or just learn about the operations of the ship. And so we went to one of those, and I found it fascinating to hear how such a big ship operates and everything they have going on. And one of the things that they described was how, you know, you look at how massive a cruise ship is, and you don't really consider what goes into it or how it even maybe, you know, what it requires to float and to get somewhere and to get to many places, in fact. But they talked about the stabilizers of the boat, and you don't see the stabilizers, but they keep it steady. They keep the boat steady. They keep the ship safe. They talk about how they take care of the stabilizers, how they're vital, you know, to the ship's function and performance. And I realized that's exactly what Saturn in Capricorn is for us right now. It's your life stabilizer. It's asking you to really look at what needs to be more solid and stable in your life so that you, as a cruise ship, are not going to, you know, you know, we don't even want to go into all the things that can happen there. But you get my point. You need to feel solid. Where in your life are you needing to feel more solid? Is it financially, emotionally, personally, spiritually, physically? Look at where in your chart Saturn and Capricorn is right now, and that is the great stabilizer. It's saying, look, I've got you. I'm going to make sure you can balance this adventure and take care of yourself. I'm going to keep you responsible. I'm going to keep you safe and secure, but you're going to have to cut back, and you're going to have to be very aware of your own energy, even more so. So we are being stabilized as Saturn and Capricorn moves through the sign, and I hope that image gives you a good sense of peace, a good sense that, okay, I'm meant to be stable in my life and in what I've been doing. And if you've been too overcommitted or overstretched, that Saturn in Capricorn is going to bring you right back to a stabilizing place where you can understand that it's okay to say no. I can't do that because it'll throw off your stabilizers, right? And you don't want that. So I guess I want to give some hopefully positive insights into this energy because not everyone works with Capricorn energy well. You can say that about any sign. You know, you can say, well, not everyone works with Aquarius energy well. But the point is how we can maximize these periods of time. Now, the other thing we have going on is Uranus in Aries is now direct at 24 degrees. And Uranus is going to move forward and complete its time in Aries in May, where it will move into Taurus. So we have about 5 months here of finishing up this Uranus and Aries energy that's all about really defining and opening up to who you are, because it is the energy of awakening. It's the energy of self, of I am. This is who I am in this lifetime. It's meant to break you free and break you out of those roles and those things that aren't you. And that can be uncomfortable and hard. It can be liberating. It can be scary. It can be empowering. It can be all of the above. But this energy serves a purpose, and I want to help ensure you get the most out of it, because it's going to move into Taurus, which is a whole different game. That's all about our finances and what we own and what we value. And this energy with Uranus in Aries has been very yang, and that can be a lot for some people. It can be too much, you know, to have all the masculine fire going on. And then Uranus moves into Taurus, and that's the feminine yin and the receiving. So it's really going to switch gears later on this year. But until then, we are meant to be, again, getting rid of old definitions of self. And to say, I don't want that, and I don't need that. This energy is big in the new moon, the Capricorn new moon, because it squares the sun, the moon, and Venus in Capricorn. And so there's a sense here that there's parts of you you don't want and you're done with, and the Capricorn energy slows it down. And so you can feel impulsive. You can feel frustrated at the new moon if you want something to move faster and it has to go slower. This could apply to your healing process. This could apply to that one thing that's been gnawing at you. And you're just like, what the F? Why am I still dealing with this? Why is this still going on? You know, you can have all that impatience with yourself. And so all the Capricorn energy and that Capricorn new moon is saying, just breathe. Take a minute. You don't have to rush through this. Got it handled. We're taking care of this. Go back to your stabilizer or go back to your corner and just hang out for a minute, because not everything happens right away. Remember, it's going back to this whole we work and we wait. It's not about instant gratification. It's not about something manifesting right away. It's about the sense that we need to be in an experience fully and completely in order to truly get everything out of it and everything from it. And then we move on and we feel the lightness. So if there's a part of you that's been impatient, and actually I would say that all of us have been impatient about something, the new moon is asking you to please just breathe through it and don't be so dang hard on yourself about it. Thankfully, we also have a supportive sextile from Chiron at this new moon. Chiron's at 25 degrees of Pisces, and that's a supportive healing presence. I mean, that it feels soothing. It's like, okay, I can breathe through this. Yes, I do trust, because I was learning all last year about trust and faith in myself and in my path. Chiron also gets a beautiful trine from Mars and Jupiter in Scorpio. So that also helps with understanding what is ready to let go of at the new moon. What is done, and you get that sense of the transformation being complete on some level. You have new wisdom, new understanding, new perspective that just feels soothing. This is it's an emotional energy that is meant to help us be okay with how we feel. I mean, just think about that for a second. If you just accepted how you feel and you don't fight it and you don't judge yourself for it and you don't try to change it, you just accept it, it just drops the load off. Right? Like, you can just feel like you're so much lighter all of a sudden. That would be a really great thing to focus on for this new moon. In fact, for right now, is if you just accept how you feel and you say, okay, this is how I feel about this area of my life, or this is how I feel about this person, or this is how I feel about myself. And you just let that breathe, and it just comes out, and you exhale it, and you allow it to be released from you, it will make a huge difference in your aura, in your feelings, in your sense of self, in your sense of purpose. So you're just accepting it. You're saying, okay, yep, this is how I feel. I find that we know this. Many of us know this, and we just don't do it, or we try to rise above it. My friend Irma was writing on her Facebook page about grief and how she was experiencing some of that, and that it was just part of, you know, she lost her mom last year, and the holidays, of course, bring up that grief and just feeling it, and that it's okay to feel it. And she mentioned something called spiritual bypassing, which I think was coined by the author Jeff Brown. I want to give credit where credit is due. I believe that's from him. But spiritual bypassing is basically like, oh, I'm so spiritual, I don't have to feel anything. Or I'm so spiritual, I don't have to be a human. And so what happens is some people say, well, I'm not going to even feel grief because I'm going to just stay in the spiritual experience of it, and I'm just not going to, I don't have to worry about that because I'm a soul and I don't have to worry about feelings. And Irma had a few remarks on her Facebook page about someone saying, well, why are you feeling grief? Like, can't you just rise above it and be in your soul's energy? And the person was coming on a little hard. And oh, I just thought it was so interesting to see, you know, where different people are on their spiritual growth path, because there is a stage where you could have the perception that, well, spiritual knowledge is meant to help us rise above and to transcend things and to not, you know, get stuck in the human experience. But as you progress on your path, you understand that you're still a human and you have feelings, and we are meant to have feelings, and we are meant to have the full experience of being human. And when you try to bypass that experience, that grief doesn't go away. It just shows up in a different energy form. Those feelings don't go away. They just show up as a sickness in your body, as a disease, as other issues. That energy changes form into something else when you don't acknowledge it. So on Irma's wall, it was talking about, and I was just supporting her. I'm like, you're right. You have to feel the grief. You have to honor it. It's part of our experience. It's normal. You know, bravo for you, because that's a beautiful thing to acknowledge. And some people don't see it that way. And so they're, you know, trying to kind of do the spiritual bypass where they say, I don't have to have feelings because I'm too spiritual for that. Please know that the more we work with our feelings, we just accept them and we love them, we move through things faster. And I think that there have been decades of misunderstandings around feelings, and that we are meant to have them, and that our culture doesn't accept them, and our culture doesn't accept grief or loss very well. And yet it's part of our human experience. We all experience grief and loss. Be honest with yourself right now. Be honest with your feelings. Be honest with your truth and who you are at a core level. And don't judge yourself for that, but simply feel it. That's a big part of this energy right now. That's where the transformation happens. Because when you feel it, that's when you transform it. That's when you move through it. It's like, you know how you have a really good cry, and then afterwards you feel good, even if you feel exhausted, but you feel good, because you got it out. Get it out. That's what we need to be getting it out. And this will continue because the Jupiter and Scorpio energy is telling us all to get out our grief, get out our shame, get out our fears, get out our resentment and our rage, feel it so that you can transform it. That's a big energy signature of this new moon. It's something we're going to be working with throughout 2018 as well. So I hope that helps. understand more about what we are being gifted with right now, really being gifted with. We've covered a lot here in this show, and next week I'll talk more about the upcoming eclipse on January 31st. But until then, know that this upcoming new moon, it feels beautiful, it feels clear. I hope it brings you clarity and wisdom around whatever has been tinkering around in your mind. And I hope it brings you a new level of wisdom and peace. Peace, peace, peace. And also, I hope that this Capricorn energy, again, brings you stability, because we're ready for that. You know, we've had a lot going on. There's been a lot of churning. The churning is still underway. The churning isn't going to go away, but we have more solid ground right now. And so I hope you feel that within yourself. Thank you so much for listening. You can connect with me on Facebook and on Instagram, and, of course, the new YouTube channel, which has the videos. You can check those out under Conscious Cool Chic. You can find them there. And I will see you back here next Wednesday for our next show and our next update. So take good care, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye.